USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's given the order for National Guard troops to be withdrawn from the nation's capital. He says things are now under control. The president had ordered thousands of troops and federal law enforcement to the city to dominate the streets after some incidents of looting and violence. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser then called on him to withdraw the National Guard troops. Attorney General William Barr spoke on CBS's Face the Nation about President Trump's demand last Monday to put 10,000 active duty troops into the streets to calm the protests. Defense Secretary Mark Esper joined Chief Chair Mark Milley, and Barr objected.
Everyone agreed that the use of regular troops is a last resort, and that as long as matters can be controlled with other resources, they should be. I felt we had adequate resources and wouldn't need to use federal troops.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
As massive protests spread around the country, so have the concerns that demonstrators chanting and marching close together in large groups will lead to an outbreak of COVID-19. Officials in Seattle, San Francisco, Atlanta, and New York have asked demonstrators to get tested. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Please get that test. That is the one variable in this equation that we're not sure of.
The governor says, until demonstrators get tested, they should consider themselves infected. There were also international protests once again, this one in Hong Kong.
It is a global issue. People around the world will be looking at the U.S. and thinking to themselves that obviously black lives don't seem to matter that much, but we have to remind ourselves that despite all we see going on in the U.S. and in other parts of the world, black lives do indeed matter.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A barber who defied reopening guidelines has won in court. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Michigan's Supreme Court ruling in favor of a barber who defied the governor Gretchen Whitmer's coronavirus non-essential business shutdown orders. In a unanimous decision late Friday, the state's high court ruled in favor of the Owosso barber, Carl Menke. The Great Lakes News reporting the decision casts aside the governor's attempts to fine Menke and take away his business license. Menke had told reporters earlier that he would keep working until they cut off his hands.
The results of one of the largest hydroxychloroquine studies is leading the World Health Organization to consider suspending its trial once again. The recovery trial in the UK with 11,000 patients says its status shows hydroxychloroquine does not prevent patients infected with COVID-19 from death. It has since stopped its trial, and WHO chief scientist Dr. Soumya Swaminathan says it's also considering the possibility of putting things on hold. But
we will continue for now, and our committee will consider the data as it becomes available. That's what data safety monitoring committees are supposed to do.
The World Health Organization has recently resumed its hydroxychloroquine trial after The Lancet retracted a study that suggested hydroxychloroquine increased the possibility of death. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.